The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Looks like the water is returning. Is returning, consistently being persistent to work through issues that happen live. So for those of you who just like we're flowing and checking out for the next thing, this is your Super Waterman for water. Nothing, not even a technical difficulty, will interrupt my commitment to H2O and the commitment of WTBR of getting the airwaves moving for community. So let's hear it for them. WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We're here with And So It Flows. And without further ado, back to the show.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
This week it's going to be a chill show, which happens every now and then. We'll be chilling, vibing about water. And making sure that water has a place in the world of culture. Next week, we got a really cool guest, Mark Cristofaro. We'll be talking about Wim Hof and cold plunges, which it's now cold enough here in the Berkshires to start a plunging. And today's going to be a chill show. Good to be back with you. Good to be back. You know, I could just say what it's like on the other side of the H2O model is a couple of molecules. A couple of molecules that provides everything that we see in front of us, behind us, and within. So it's a great place to go and have a conversation for and about. And to start up, we got a little bit of water music coming your way. Let's go take a peek at what we got scheduled for this wonderful afternoon. Hold on one second as I get the And So It Flows playlist ready for now. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're swimming. Swimming down. And this is going to be a shout out to Fish with a PH, who was recently in the area over by Albany, where the Albanians live. And Albany is great. Cool state. Cool capital of a state. And a little bit of Waiting in the Velvet Sea. From the Story of the Ghost album, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
I've been waiting in the velvet sea. I took a moment from my day and wrapped it up in things you say and mailed it off to you. Set your clocks. I took a moment from my day.
You really don't care if they're coming.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We started there with Fish, with a PH. And thank you, Trey, for providing some of that to the world. From Albany recently, so thanks for that. A lot of good fishness going on. And after that, we listened to Misty Mountain Hop. And I'm not talking about the hops for beer, although breweries are cool. I'm talking about Misty Mountain Hop and its history as a normalization of marijuana laws anthem. And it's really cool. You could Google that yourself and, you know, find out that. I'm simply here to provide the, spoonful of sugar that helps the water medicine go down. And again, we're so happy to be here at 89.7 FM WPBTBR. Here at Pittsfield Community Radio, allowing for water on the waves, the airwaves, which are also made of water. But here's a little PSA. Something really important that's coming down here on the pike. 89.7 WTBR FM is proud to announce our sixth annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There'll be plenty of incentives you can win, including gift certificates to restaurants, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. And for each donation of $25 or more, you will be in the running to win a Thanksgiving feast from KJ Nosh Caterings on Tyler Street in Pittsfield. That's sweet. You can make your donation to the Rock Box. Rock. R-O-C-K Box. Right now at WTBR-FM. That's not to be mistaken with Al Gore's Lock Box, just so you know. This is actually a Rock Box in which both rocks can be given and rocks can be traded. WTBRFM.com. Go there and don't miss the annual one-day on-air fundraiser live from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. we're going down here only on 89.7 WTBR all day live on the WTBR Facebook page. And the bottom line is, if you love community, if you love water, if you love the history of Taconic High School and how this station got started, if you're all into all of that, if you love water, donate proudly donate proudly. Okay. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got a little bit of water news coming your way. But before I go down that road, I said before, spoonful of sugar. You know, there was this Mary Poppins person who actually was talking about spoonful of sugar. When a hard thing comes, it's important to have, like, something before it that's really tasty. So here's how it goes. There's a lot of stuff on water. And one of the issues that I do as a host is to have that conversation regarding the things that want to get handled. And that's a cool thing, because then we start to create a future that maybe everybody, but a lot of people want, you know, a revitalization of everything. And then that could be a conversation for H2O. And with that said, this show acts as that spoonful of sugar, so it's not so hard to get. Like, there's work to do. So this is from a website, earth.com. Millions of people in the U.S. rely on contaminated groundwater. A recent study by the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, reveals that between 71 and 95 million people in the United States, more than 20% of the country's population, may be relying on groundwater containing detectable labels of per and polyfluoroalkylical substances. I really can't say what that is, but it's most likely PFAS. Per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, and that's PFAS, in their drinking water. So, with that said, PFAS are synthetic chemicals commonly used in various products on nonstick cookware, fast food packaging, firefighting foams, and sometimes even firefighting equipment. Once referred to as forever chemicals, PFAS are resistant to breaking down in the environment and can accumulate over time, raising concerns about drinking water quality. So, that being said, there's a lot to go into this. There's work to do, yeah. And think of all the creativity that comes from figuring out how to solve things. And I think that's something worth having a conversation about. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. What do we got? We got... you know, really shout out to the Berkshires on this chill episode of And So It Flows. You know, Western Mass has quite a bit of stuff. And one of the things that you could talk about when you're having a show on water, you could have a song about water and weed. Thank you, Massachusetts, for leading the way on this important flowery. And then after that, we're going to have some Cypress Hill. So stay tuned. You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O.
Something we all need in this life. Women, water, and me. Mary Jane. She never complains when I hit Mary with that flame. I light up the cherry. She's so good to me. When I pack a fresh bowl, I clean the screen. Don't get me started up the smoke through the bubbling waters, making it pure. So I got to take my hit and hold it just like Chong. I get the bowl and I reload it. Get my four footer and bring it on as I take hits from the bomb.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Another shout out to all this incredible economy of scale when it comes to flower out in this neck of the woods. We started this little set with Mono Neon, Woman, Water, and Weed. And after that, we had Cypress Hill with Hits from the Bonk. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you today in what we call our chill show, where we expand the water vapor radio waves and podcast waves to ripple out a conversation for H2O. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have Heather Bellow. We're starting a new series, mini-series, in which we're going to have the Berkshire Water Beat with Heather Bellow. She writes with the Berkshire Eagle, who, you know, eagles need hydration too. So it's a good combo. And there's a lot of water news in the Western Front. The Western Front of Massachusetts up against the Empire State to the west. So it has to at least put up a good front. So one of the great things to notice is that there's a lot going on in the area of water. And here's one, actually, an audio from the Poetry Foundation. This poem by Tiana Bratcher, Water of the Womb.
And this is my poem titled Water of the Womb. It is winter in Anchorage, and I am only as tall as the shoveled snowbanks in the parking lot of the Pink Apartments. I am old enough to have chores, but young enough not to fully understand frostbite. It is not my turn to take out the trash. I'd like to think I was persuaded with hot chocolate or choosing the movie for the evening, but I'm sure it was just force that made me put my bare feet on the icy asphalt. I waddle to the dumpster with the bag that almost weighs as much as me. The slow burn of the ice threatens to peel the skin from my pinky toes with each step. I'm told I'm not old enough to tell my elders no. My small voice is frozen on the roof of my mouth anyways, so I continue trudging. I don't remember getting rid of the bag or making it back upstairs, just a face in the mirror while Mom ran warm water over my feet in the sink. It is desolate, disinterested in my ability to walk. I'd like to say we were just kids doing kid things, but I remember you had shoes on.
That was Tiana Bratcher, Water of the Womb, from October 17th, 2023. Thanks again to Poetry Foundation for providing that audio. It's a great, great, great opportunity for people to listen to the spoken word, because the spoken word is a good word. Because when you speak it, you create it. And that's really a powerful thing to be able to impact. So thanks again, Poetry Foundation. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And here's the next one up. This is World Party, Anthony Thistlethwaite. And one thing I love about music, especially water music, is its ability to impact. This next bit is called Ship of Fools.
Where they keep all the darkness you need. You sail away. who wants to ride that chrome three-wheeler? Who wants to make that first mistake? Who wants to wear those gypsy leather and head out for violin? Who wants to break the news about Uncle Joe? You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cake. The sun, the long soft hair falling, lying as they run. Oh, they smile so shy and they flirt so well, and they lay you down so fast. They look straight up and say, oh Lord,
you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for 820. Super psyched to be here with the waves and all. Gotta love the waves. It's all about the waves. I'm waving at you. You're waving at the water in the waves. In the waves. And So It Flows, we're bringing water outside the cup. We're keeping you wet. We're moistening your ears. That was Fire Lake, a remastered live version, Bob Seger. There's a little explanation to come right after the first song we played, Ship of Fools, from World Party, and Anthony Thistle's Wait from the Private Revolution album. Private Revolution. I would call it private evolution. We all get to have our own private evolution. Revolution's triggering. Evolution, more like it. Bottom line, currently there's a lot of, you know, stuff going on around the world that people are questioning about. So allow them to question it, and let's actually create some good. Then Fire Lake, Bob Seger. One thing cool is that Fire Lake could be representative. It could also be, you know, how many bodies of water have caught on fire. There was a big one in Ohio. And then about 35 years before that, there was a lake on fire right here in the Berkshires called Silver Lake. So what does it look like to bring a whole new ability to regenerate? Yeah, what does that look like? And, you know, it's a conversation to have. It's a conversation, you know, worth having. And that's one of the things I want to bow down to the folks who give us an opportunity to play Ship of Fools. An opportunity to have those deep conversations, and they're all connected through water. Isn't that great? And so it flows. Your only show for H2O. And a little shout out to my friends down in Lenox, because water represents even the old rock and roll. And this one is the Blue Danube, Johann Strauss, and the London Philharmonic. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, right here at WTBR FM 89.7 on your FM dial in the central Berkshire city of Pittsfield, bringing you water from the Berkshires to all around the world, using our cultural superpower status to make that happen. The Berkshires, obviously, is a cultural superstar, so we're going to basically glom off that previously created reputation and just put some water and hydrate that reputation. Keep it hydrated. Super psyched to be with you again, having this conversation in about a week, just about a week, a little less than a week. I'll be actually interviewing Mark Cristofaro, who's an expert in the Wim Hof movement, recently was here in the Berkshires, getting himself and multiple other selves frozen in the water. Well, maybe not totally frozen, because otherwise there would have been a story about it in one of the local newspapers and or online publications about the Berkshires. That would have definitely been something. However, he's going to discuss that recent visit to the Berkshires, as well as the whole cold water methodology. And I know some of you are like cringing right now, but really it's worth it. You know, if there was something that you something, you know. And it's okay. It's not for everybody. It's kind of like, it's not for everybody. However, it is kind of cool. So if you could be with that level of comfort and discomfort at the same exact time, then it's for you. Again, super psyched here to be with you. Got some stuff going on. Here is a little bit from The Tempest. Shout out to Shakespeare and Company here in the region. If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them, Miranda says this to her father. Prospero, after witnessing a huge storm at sea, she suspects that he used his magical powers to create the storm. Whoa. You're listening to And So It Flows. Check in with us next week. We'll be talking with Mark Cristofaro, and the week after that with Heather Bellow, with a new segment that we'll be doing called Berkshire Waterbeat. And super excited about that. Thanks, Heather, for doing that. Looking forward to that drum beat of H2O. And again, thanks again for being here. We love you.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled.
And the water. We love the water.
Fool will get thirsty.